Yeah, I'm feeling a lot of resistance to recording, and I feel afraid of losing the very deep empathy that I've been feeling all day, all of yesterday. During this week, the hero's journey opened up a new emotional part of me that I didn't have access to in this way. Of just validating and really knowing how people really are with certain qualities. Like, really telling Mo what I see about him that's good right now. Like, how I love how he reflects about himself the way that he does. So, yeah. I took the last 2 days really easy. I went to a yoga salon, weed salon yesterday for 4:20, and I wasn't sure I wanted to go. I wanted to go back home, but yeah, I stayed and made a couple of friends. Maybe, I hope. And yeah. Afraid of falling into my bad old patterns again, or afraid of being hurt by them over and over and over and over and over again. Afraid of caring too much about the wrong things and wasting time. Afraid of a lot of things. I carry so many expectations about what we are, should be, or so many thoughts and narratives about who we've been the last while and how we can't stop being that. And I did something so intense, like 5 days of pure intensity, deep, 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 deep work. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And Friday was just cleaning day, so 6 days, five and a half of healing. Fifth day was integration day. Yeah, thank you, everyone who was there. It's incredible that I got to spend this kind of time. Something is lacking in my life, I'm not sure what. Remember in Hamburg, the top of that building in my room where I started the podcast, I was, in front of me was one white wall. I had a very small window in that place, and something about that made me feel very focused in a way that I'm just not focused here. In front of a window, in front of me, the mic is here, everything is here, but yeah, to feel that walled-off focus that just keeps you going in such an intelligent direction is godlike. There's so much I can say about the trip, but I leave it to my notebooks, I think. Don't want to say too much about what happened. After every trip, like I usually say, what happened and what. And maybe it's easy to say now, knowing that I'm here and feeling what I'm feeling, you know? It's like a different kind of feeling in my heart. It's a mix between openness and hurt at the same time, and like just empathy and knowing how a person can be. I'm sure I changed more. I don't know if this is completely true, I'll say that again, but I feel like I changed more the last 5 days than I did like in such a long time. All that work, you know, was building up to that, to like push me through a different level of being. And I feel like it's more than the time that I took 7 grams of mushrooms. I feel like it's more than jumping out of a plane. I think it's more than a lot of things. It's more than a lot of things, and I'm so looking forward to sleep right now. Doing these 5 days broke me so much out of the patterns that I was so used to. Especially and mostly with how I talk to myself, the thoughts going on in my head. Instead of being stuck in very long patterns of negative thought, it's just a lot quicker to try to more fundamentally question the thought in a very healthy way as soon as it comes, or to not judge other people and not judge myself. Or I see that a lot of my thinking isn't a lot about, oh, what did I do, or what did today feel, this is right or wrong. It's a lot more, I hope this person's okay, understanding who they are and what they said. And I feel definitely a rawness in certain regions in my brain, in the quiet center, and then down my neck from the back. Felt that a lot more yesterday and the day before. And it's quite incredible. Hadin was supposed to come today, but he fell asleep on the couch in his kitchen. Ah.